Yucca Mountain isn't pretty. And it also isn't large. From far away, the mountain's just a squat bulge in the middle of the desert. Essentially just debris from a bigger, stronger mountain that erupted millions of years ago and hurled its broken pieces into piles across the earth. The Shoshone say that Yucca is the carcass of a snake, a giant desert creature that was trying to find a drink, collapsed there in exhaustion, rotted as it died. Better a cruel truth, Edward Abbey once wrote, than a comfortable delusion. So we climbed the mountain higher, and the spruce began to wither, and the bristle cones to gather, and the pitch of trail sharpened, and the edge of ridge straightened, and the soil whisked off limestone sheets and loosened them to shingles. Joshua pulled my mother quickly in front of him and said, "Watch it here. The path is narrow." As the path ahead began to fade, and then it disappeared. Originally, the plan in the US was to recycle nuclear waste. We'd reprocess all our fuel rods at individual plants, then reuse them over and over again, indefinitely, for power. But doing that would have also produced a pure form of plutonium, a byproduct of the process that's inevitable and dangerous, and ultimately was deemed too risky during fears of nuclear proliferation. So the next plan was to bury the waste in trenches underwater, weighted down in teardrops that would sink into the earth. In the late 1970s, however, a Soviet nuclear sub accidentally released three armed warheads while traveling near Alaska in the Bering Sea, nearly contaminating 187 square miles of international...